We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Donald Trump made it clear this weekend that he's leading a pro-coup movement intent on dismantling American democracy. First, he promised to pardon the January 6th defendants if he wins in 2024, and then admitted in a statement that he wanted Mike Pence to overturn the 2020 election.
Now, the first thing on my agenda is to investigate a plot to overthrow the government.
What plot to overthrow the government?
The one I started right after the election.
While the January 6th Select Committee continues to look for the cause of the Capitol riot, the cause admitted to everything and threatened to do it again.
I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. It might seem like a crush, but that doesn't mean that I'm serious. But to lose all my senses, that's just so typically me. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I play with your heart, got lost in the game. From above, I'm not that innocent. You see, my problem is this: I'm dreaming away, wishing that heroes truly exist. I cry watching the days. You see, I'm a fool in so many ways. To lose all my senses, that's just so typically me. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I play with your heart too, got lost in the game. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love. I'm sent from above. From above, I'm not that
Trump and his cronies have insisted ludicrously that January 6th was not an insurrection and that all they were trying to do was follow the law. At one point, Trump even referenced a debunked theory that Thomas Jefferson had supposedly used his power to make himself president.
Mike, had he had the courage to do what Thomas Jefferson did, but a minor version. You know, Thomas Jefferson, he kept Georgia. You know that? He didn't send it back. There was a dispute. Hear ye, the great state of Georgia is unable to properly calculate its votes. Thomas Jefferson was sitting where Mike was, right where Mike, you know what he said? Hear ye, we will keep the votes of the great state of Georgia. He didn't send it back, that legend held. All I wanted, and a lot of people wanted Mike to do, is send it back.
He's never read a single book in his life, so all he knows about the Founding Fathers is they said, hear ye, hear ye. He probably thinks those powdered wigs were their real hair.
I asked my barber to give me the George Washington, and when I looked in the mirror, I said, Mario, you've done it again. Hear ye to you, Mario.
Also, you never want to hear the words hear ye with that accent. He sounds like a used car salesman doing a commercial for a President's Day sale.
Hear ye, come on down to Bobby Bada Bings. Buick of Bay Ridge, our prices are so low, every time we sell one, it's a Thomas pain in my ass. Oh!
But one thing you can always count on with Trump is that eventually he'll tire himself out and just confess. He can't help it. He just blurts it out. He did it with collusion. He did it with Ukraine. And that's exactly what he did over the weekend in a statement where he admitted he wanted his Vice President Mike Pence to overturn the election.
Former President Donald Trump all but admitting he tried to overturn the 2020 election, which he so decisively lost. Here is a statement that he just put out.
And Vice President Mike Pence had absolutely no right to change the presidential election results in the Senate. Despite fraud and many other irregularities, how come the Democrats and rhino Republicans like wacky Susan Collins are desperately trying to pass legislation that will not allow the vice president to change the results of the election?
Here's the deal. They have to pass that legislation now, but because before you did this, no one was deranged enough to try it. It's like a zoo having to put up a sign that says, please do not get naked, roll yourself in bacon fat, and break into the lion cage. Looking at you, Carl. The former president went on to take aim at Pence.
Actually, what they are saying is that Mike Pence did have the right to change the outcome, and they now want to take that right away. Unfortunately, he didn't exercise that power. He could have overturned the election.
He just said the secret words, overturn the election. That's admitting he tried to stage a violent coup. Johnny, tell the people what he gets.
Still no consequences for some reason. We live in hell. Back to you, Steve.
Thanks, Johnny.
He's unbelievable. He's like arguing that the guy who runs the scoreboard has the right to change the outcome of the Super Bowl. It's not how it works. Basically, the argument this dope is making is, he doesn't even realize he's making it, is that Kamala Harris has the power to keep him out of office in 2024.
There's no crime Trump could commit that he wouldn't later confess to. He just exhausts all the excuses until he decides, screw it, I'm guilty, baby. If it had been him instead of OJ, the quote would have been, the gloves don't fit, but you don't need gloves to stab a guy. But this is how it always is with him. He stuns you by confessing, and then hopes will just shrug and let it go. So Trump is now admitting he wanted to overturn the election, which, of course, resulted in a violent insurrection that has so far produced more than 700 arrests. And earlier this month, the most serious charges yet were filed in that investigation when members of a right-wing militia were charged with seditious conspiracy.
11 members of the far-right anti-government extremist group, the Oath Keepers, have been charged with seditious conspiracy.
The leader of the far-right extremist group, the Oath Keepers, is due to appear in federal court. Stuart Rhodes is one of 11 defendants who the Justice Department charged with sedition on Thursday for their involvement in the January 6th insurrection.
Sedition is a very serious charge, especially for a group with a name as dopey as the Oath Keepers. That sounds like a company that sells purity rings to high schoolers in Utah. At one meeting, someone sent a message to the others that said, someone could tell me if I'm crazy, but I'm planning on having a backpack for regular use and then a separate backpack with my ammo. I mean, I think we've all been there, right? You know, you're about to lay violent siege to the Capitol and worry that having two backpacks will make you look stupid. The police I can handle. The fashion police, on the other hand. Listen to these seditionist morons talk about accessories is like listening to the Joker say, is the purple suit too much? I mean, aren't I already saying the same thing with the green hair and the clown makeup? I'm just so over this. Also, what do you mean a backpack for regular use? Are you also going to night school? Yeah, I'm just doing malicious stuff for now, but eventually I want to do air conditioner repair. Or is regular stuff snacks and waters? And if so, just a tip. If you have one backpack for ammo and another for snacks, make sure they look totally different. Hey, man, can you toss me a kind bar? Sure thing. No grenade! Why'd I pull the pin on a kind bar? These dangerous idiots genuinely seem to think of themselves as revolutionaries. At one point, according to the indictment, someone pitched a plan to use a boat to cross the Potomac, although clearly they hadn't really thought it through. Can't believe I just thought of this. I can't. Oh, sorry. Again, there was more. Let's go back. Can't believe I just thought of this. How many people, either in the militia or not, have a boat on a trailer that could handle a Potomac crossing? If we had someone standing by a dock ramp, one near the Pentagon, for sure, we could have our quick response team with the heavy weapons standing by, quickly load them, and ferry them across the river. First of all, how many people in an Oath Keepers conference call have a boat on their trailer? I would assume all of them. Also, I love how that sentence starts. Can't believe I just thought of this. They're planning a violent coup to overthrow American democracy, and they sound like they're booking a layover in Dallas. Honey, I can't believe I just thought of this. Why don't we stay with my Aunt Ida for a few nights? What do you mean she's crazy? Because she has two backpacks? But what is for regular stuff and what is for coup stuff? Oh, so now coups are crazy. Anyway, these guys were all charged with sedition, the most serious charges yet in the investigation of the coup. And apparently, if Donald Trump gets his way, he'll pardon those people, a new promise he announced at another one of his unhinged rallies over the weekend.
He was down in Texas this weekend holding a rally because his father didn't hug him enough.
If I run and if I win, we will treat those people from January 6th fairly. We will treat them fairly. And if it requires pardons, we will give them pardons because they are being treated so unfairly.
What a weird platform to run on for president. I will pardon violent criminals. That hasn't happened since the famous campaign slogan, tip a canoe and murder all you want.
Man, it is pretty sickening to see a crowd full of people cheer for the January 6th insurrectionists. Like, at some point, you just have to admit this is a pro-insurrection movement. If you're at a party and someone starts doing cocaine and someone else says, hey, can I get some of that cocaine? And then someone else says, I went to the bank on the way here to get new $100 bills for us to snort that cocaine. You might turn to your spouse and say, I think we're at a cocaine party. Oh, maybe it's not just a cocaine party. Maybe there's some other stuff. Hey, Marty, is there a cheese board? Oh, bro, I can't even think about food right now. Yeah, it's a cocaine party.
Lashed out at the prosecutors who are investigating him with the intention, apparently, of targeting his fan base.
They're going after me without any protection of my rights by the Supreme Court or most other courts. In reality, they're not after me. They're after you.
No, they're after you. It's you. I mean, it's, you want to talk about it. In reality, you will be in a jumpsuit eating bologna in a cafeteria with Rudy Giuliani. They will be at home watching Yellowstone on a 65-inch TV. You know, personally, if I'd gotten away with trying to overthrow democracy, I'd be quiet about it. I'd shut up. But Donald Trump isn't capable of that. He specifically said he would consider pardoning the rioters who attacked the Capitol. He said if it requires pardons, we'll give them pardons because they're being treated so unfairly, which is interesting because that is quite a departure from what he said about them the day after it happened.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. The real insurrection took place on Election Day, November 3rd. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. These people are being persecuted. They're being hounded like you hound the worst animal. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. The jails are filthy, disgusting, dirty. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, You do not represent our country.
If we think they're innocent, we should help them.
To those who broke the law, you will pay.
And if it requires pardons, we will give them pardons.
This moment calls for healing.
I hope we are going to have in this country the biggest protest we have ever had.
America is and must always be a nation of law and order.
Yeah, now I don't know which Donald Trump to believe, you know? Mike Pence was not in Texas this weekend. He was not invited, but he did make an appearance on Fox News where Jesse Waters asked for an update on where things stand between him and Boss Baby.
When's the last time you talked to former President Trump? You guys good?
You know, we talked last summer.
So the answer is no, they're not good.
And, you know, I've said many times, it was difficult. January 6th was difficult. It was a tragic day in the life of the nation. I know I did my duty under the Constitution of the United States, but the president and I sat down in the days that followed that. We spoke about it, talked through it. We parted amicably.
Yeah, like all his divorces, amicably, you know?
Former president is currently under investigation in New York and Georgia, and he told the MAGA heads what he wanted them to do if he got indicted.
If these radical, vicious, racist prosecutors do anything wrong or illegal, I hope we are going to have in this country the biggest protest we have ever had in Washington, D.C., in New York, in Atlanta, and elsewhere.
So to recap, he's saying, I didn't send a mob to murder Congress, but if I ever face any consequences, kill my pretties, kill, kill! He has fly!
Also, you guys need to make up your minds. Was January 6th a false flag staged by the FBI? Was it infiltrated by Antifa? Or were they pro-Trump patriots who deserve pardons? Because for a year now, pro-Trump liars in the GOP and on Fox News have been claiming that either Antifa or the FBI or both were actually responsible for the violence on January 6th.
Some of the people who breached the Capitol today were not Trump supporters. They were masquerading as Trump supporters and, in fact, were members of the violent terrorist group Antifa.
There are some reports that Antifa sympathizers may have been sprinkled throughout the crowd.
We don't know who all were the instigators in this, of these horrible things that happened today. I think a lot of it is the Antifa folks.
There could have been FBI assets, federal assets, that really animated the violence.
It's been clear for a while now that the Department of Justice probably had some role in the events of January 6th. It's obvious.
The rumor is that even possibly Antifa insurrectionists possibly could have infiltrated some of these movements and maybe instigated some of this.
Oh, is the network called Fox Rumors now? Tucker's set should be a row of high school lockers. The rumor is Becky's cousins, friends, sisters, boyfriends, uncles, nannies, roommates, husbands, chiropractor is a member of Antifa. And if that's true, isn't it possible that the dog did eat my homework? The point is these people can't even get their story straight. And Trump has even been singling out some of the kooks and weirdos who advocated for the coup at his rallies. For example, you might remember that MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell met with Trump at the White House holding notes that said something about declaring martial law. And at his rally over the weekend, Trump singled out Lindell for praise.
He's no longer the pillow man. He sells everything. Mike Lindell. I think he's the single greatest purchaser of advertising I've ever seen. I said, Mike, I don't care how many pillows you sell, and now you're selling slippers and sheets, you're selling everything. I said, I don't care. You can't afford that much advertising. I think you know what he does? He waits till the show is just ready to go on. Any empty slot, he says, I'll give you $200 for it to Fox.
Just what that crowd was there for, the details of strategic ad buying. Man, I'd hate to be working the ad sales phone when Lindell calls mid-show. Hello? This is Mike Lindell, and it looks like Hannity's about to go to commercial, and I want the slot. We usually sell those a few months out. Do you want the $200 bucks or not? Also, I love how blown away Trump is that the guy who sold pillows branched out to slippers and sheets. I mean, it seems like it should be a little more out there to get that level of amazement from Trump. He's not just the pillow guy anymore. He sells everything. Crossbows, snake food, X-rated snow globes. You love those. You're in for a treat when you shake one of...
One of Mike's globes. The snow moves around, and what you see, you can't believe what you see.
Still, it's exciting that Lindell is doing slippers now. If they're as comfortable as his pillows, it probably sounds like this when someone wearing them walks through a room. You know, you buy them for spouses you think are sneaking out in the middle of the night for affairs. Honey, are you going somewhere?
Just to the bathroom. No good stinking slippers.
Honey, come back to bed.
Okay. Ugh, pillow.
It doesn't get any clearer than this. Trump is confessing that he wanted to overturn the 2020 election and promising to pardon the rioters if he wins in 2024. It's openly a pro-coup movement. They're publicly declaring that they're going to try to do the exact same thing next time. The only way they could announce their intentions any more clearly is if they started every sentence with,
"Hear ye, hear ye."
It's Senator McConnell responding to what we heard from former President Trump over the weekend when he said if he runs again, if he wins, he would look at pardoning some of the people who have been charged with crimes in the Capitol riot. More than 700 people have been arrested so far. I want to play what Senator McConnell had to say.
165 have pleaded guilty to criminal behavior. My view is I would not be in favor of shortening any of the sentences for any of the people who pleaded guilty to crimes.
Vice President Pence is in the doghouse with his former owner, Donald Trump, who put out an angry statement over the weekend repeating his claim that Pence had the power to overturn the election in his favor. Today, he went about eight steps further with what is certainly among the top five craziest statements made by a former president of the United States. He wrote on paper, because he's not allowed to post on Twitter, "So pathetic to watch the unselect committee of political hacks, liars, and traitors work so feverishly to alter the Electoral College Act so that a vice president cannot ensure the honest results of the election." When just 1 year ago, they said that the vice president has absolutely no right to ensure the true outcome or results of an election. In other words, they lied, and the vice president did have this right, blah, blah, blah. If Nancy Pelosi, who's in charge of Capitol Security, had taken my recommendation and substantially increased security, there would have been no January 6th as we know it. That's a good one. If Nancy Pelosi had listened when I told her to protect the Capitol from me and my idiots, none of this would have happened. But, oh, there's more. Therefore, the unselect committee should be investigating why Nancy Pelosi did such a poor job of overseeing security and why Mike Pence did not send back the votes for recertification or approval, in that it has now been shown that he clearly had the right to do so. You understand he's calling for an investigation of his own vice president. This is like Bonnie calling for an investigation into Clyde. It makes... And the saddest part is Mike Pence is so pathetic, he'd probably agree. He'd be like, "Yes, I should be investigated." Trump is turning on everyone. Tomorrow, he'll be demanding they arrest Tiffany for not signing his birthday card. This was his running mate. How does this make sense to anyone? I have to ask those of you who are still supporting this lunatic, why are you still supporting this lunatic? We also learned today, it's mind-boggling. So you know how Trump had to hand over all his records related to January 6th? Well, when the documents, when they finally handed them over, they were forced to. Many of them had been torn into pieces and had to be taped back together. They'd been personally ripped up by Trump. The National Archive didn't explain how they know they were ripped up by Trump. My guess is tiny little barbecue sauce fingerprints, but apparently he used to do this a lot. He was under the impression that the documents couldn't be put back together because his son Eric ate all the glue at the White House. Trump had such a habit of ripping up important documents, they had to hire people whose job was to tape them back together. I love that Robert Mueller couldn't get him, but Trump might finally get brought down by a roll of scotch tape. And this is all especially interesting when you consider what he said back in 2020 about Nancy Pelosi tearing her copy of his State of the Union speech in half.
Well, I thought it was a terrible thing when she ripped up the speech. First of all, it's an official document. You're not allowed. It's illegal what she did. She broke the law.
Well, and so did you, I guess. It's
Like, I don't think I've used the word treason before about Donald Trump. Many people would say I should have a long time ago, but I just don't really understand how the totality of the picture that we now have doesn't amount to textbook definitions of what treason is. I mean, the picture has been clear for a long time, but the extent of it, of the foreknowledge, the direction, the systematic nature of what Donald Trump tried to do. I mean, treason in the Constitution, you know, talks about levying war against these United States, adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Most people understand it as the attempt to overthrow a legitimate government. Now, it's true that Donald Trump, in the context of this, when January 6th happened, he was still president of the United States. And yet, you know, trying to overthrow a legitimate democratic process that the incoming president, who's been validated as the legal occupant, next occupant of the Oval Office, is the equivalent of that. And so if you think about what he did and then what he's been saying about it and the clear intent, it's not enough to really talk about how he's aided and abetted insurrection or incited a riot. It is the case that he attempted to commit treason. He was engaged in treasonous activities against the United States a year and a half ago, and he has every intent of doing it again. It's just that there's no other way to understand this other than witness tampering seems like to me to be the least of it. He's basically saying to people, I think that what we did, we tried to overthrow the government. That's what we were trying to do. The people who tried to do it are heroes, not criminals. I will pardon them if I get reelected. And for anybody who's contemplating doing this again in a similar circumstance, I applaud you. And you will face, at least if I'm president, or what's left of the presidency, if Donald Trump were to become the chief executive of the United States again, I'm not sure we call that president anymore. We call it something else, uglier. He's saying you will not be punished. You will be commended. You will be valorized. And I think I can't think of words that are harsh enough to explain it or clearer than they are right now. And I agree with that historian that the New York Times, I think people are just so monstrous that people are still, many, many people, millions and millions of people in the country have not processed it, how naked and dangerous it is and how just utterly horrifying and so far outside any precedent that we've seen in any president of any party in the history of the country that people just can't compute.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.